Radio Prague News.
Doctors' unions have called on hospital physicians to join a protest against the government healthcare reform on the 1st of March. The lower house of parliament has backed a constitutional amendment that would strip convicted MPs of their mandate. And the Czech Republic's oldest citizen celebrates her 109th birthday on Friday. Doctors' unions have called on hospital physicians to join a protest against the government's healthcare reform, which is to be held on the 1st of March, the union's chair Martin Engel said on Friday. The unions ask doctors to take care of their own health on that day and to inform patients of the risks related to the reform. Only emergency cases should be treated during the protest. The Czech government has implemented a broad reform of the healthcare system, including changes to the structure of hospitals and cuts to their budgets. Doctors also complained the health ministry has failed to raise their salaries as promised 2 years ago. The lower house of parliament on Friday backed a constitutional amendment that would strip MPs convicted to serve prison terms of their mandates. The convicted deputies would also lose their salaries and other benefits. The draft legislation was admitted for further debate in the House. If eventually approved by MPs and senators, it should come into force during the next parliament. The amendment, tabled by the lower house speaker Miroslava Němcová of the Slovak Democrats, comes in reaction to the case of her former party colleague MP Roman Pekárek, who is to serve 5 years in prison for corruption, but has refused to give up his mandate. Another MP, former Social Democrat David Rád, has been held in custody since last May, also on corruption charges. Czech President Václav Klaus on Friday signed into law a bill on medical marijuana, which will be made available to patients later this year. The legislation allows patients with cancer, multiple sclerosis, atopic dermatitis and other diseases to obtain marijuana on electronic prescription, which will be under tightened supervision. 1 gram of the drug should be available in pharmacies at a price ranging between 80 and 200 crowns, or 4 and 10 US dollars. Medical marijuana will be imported. Next year, the authorities are planning to issue licenses to Czech companies to grow cannabis plants as well. Another 6,000 Danish students are expected to visit Prague next week, the news agency ČTK reported, quoting sources from the Danish embassy. The Czech capital has become a popular destination for young Danes. This week, an estimated 8,000 of them arrived in Prague for 2 or 3 day stays. Their visits coincide with the winter school holidays in their country. Danish students come on cheap package tours and have caused a number of incidents, mainly fueled by alcohol. Prague police register around 10 such incidents each day. On Wednesday, a group of Danish students demolished several hotel rooms in the capital. An epidemic of flu that has hit the Czech Republic in recent weeks is in decline, the country's chief hygiene officer Vladimir Valenta said on Friday. The number of cases of acute respiratory infections has registered an 11.6% decrease this week, while the number of flu cases dropped by over 22%. Mr. Valenta, however, warned the flu epidemic was not over yet, as more flu-related deaths are being registered across the country. In total, 85 people have died of flu-related causes this season. The Czech Republic's oldest inhabitant, Evangelia Čarosová, celebrates her 109th birthday on Friday. Ms. Čarosová, who lives in a village outside the northeastern town of Bruntál, was born in Greece and moved to Czechoslovakia to escape the civil war that broke out in the country in the late 1940s. The illiterate woman, who has lived in her village since 1950, reportedly understands Czech but only speaks Greek. Czech news agency ČTK's photographer Roman Vondrouš has won the category of Sports Action Stories of the International World Press Photo Contest. Mr. Vondrouš won with a series of photos from the Velká Pardubická steeplechase. The black and white shots depict the background of the famous cross-country run. Mr. Vondrouš said the award was his greatest achievement so far. And in football, Viktoria Plzeň pulled off a huge upset on Thursday night when they beat the Italian side Napoli 3-0 away in the first leg of their Europa League first knockout stage tie. Plzeň's goals came from Vladimír Darida, František Rajtoral and Stanislav Tesel. Sparta Prague, meanwhile, lost 1-0 in the Czech capital to Chelsea, who took all 3 points thanks to a late strike from the Brazilian player Oscar. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be slightly warmer, with overcast skies, light snow and temperatures ranging between 0 and +2 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trenec, the end of the news.